In Kings chapter 13, book of 2 Kings chapter number 13, looking for the Lord to help us in this altar service. Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse 14, now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. Joash, king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him the bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward. He opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in a peak till thou have consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou shouldest have smitten five or six times. Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria, but thrice. May the Lord help me. I want to preach tonight on a little simple subject. Going to be a little pastoral preaching here. I want to preach on you should have done more. You should have done more. Would you stretch your hands this way and ask the Lord to touch us and to help us here? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. I love you. I praise you. And I thank you and honor you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give you all the glory and the praise. I give you all the glory and the praise. And the honor that's due under your name. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach for just a little while, if the Lord will help me, on you should have done more. You see, we're living in a time when there are some men, and I want to recap some of the history. I'll not be able to recap it all, and I'll only hit the highlights of it, and then I'm going to move on into the preaching of what I feel here. You'll find that the man of God had come. Now, this same man of God, this prophet of the Lord, when the king was sick, back over in chapter number 8, you'll find that when the king was sick, Hazael came over there to where he was at, and he looked at him and he said, what is the word? My master has sent me that he may tell what is the will of God, what's going to take place, what's going to happen, whether he should live or whether he should die. And the word of the Lord came forth, and he looked at Hazael and he said, he shall recover, he shall live. But then the Bible plainly states and said, then the man of God's countenance settled, which means he stopped, he looked right at the situation, and the man looked at him, and Hazael said, why is your countenance fallen? Why are you weeping? Why are you crying? And he went on to tell the evil that was going to come out of the heart of Hazael. He said, you're going to kill the children. You're going to split the women open with children. You're going to dash their little ones against the stone. You're going to destroy their young men and their young women. Hazael
Gale looked and said, "Am I of talk?" I want you to hear this while I preach anymore. I want you to understand when the man of God spoke it. He denied it because, number one, you don't know your heart. You don't know what's in your heart like God knows what's in your heart. God knows the secret chambers. God knows what's hid in the corners of your mind. He knows what's hid in the corner of your heart. Everything that God has brought to light, God knows everything. He does not have to move anything in my life to see what He needs to see. The eyes of God are piercing. They see what they need to see. And the Bible declares that He went back to the king and He told the king, He said, "Surely the Lord is going to heal you. You're going to live." But then the Bible said on the morrow, He took a heavy cloth and He dipped it in water and laid it on the face of the king until he died. I ain't got time to go into it all, but the catastrophes of evil that led up to this present moment, when Elijah was laying dying, Joash came unto him and said, "The lamp of Israel, the light of God, the man of God, don't leave me without a word." I want to tell you, sir, if there's ever been a time we need to do better than what we're doing, it's in this hour that you and I are living in. If there's ever been a time we need to fortify our convictions, our standards, and what we believe in, and let the devil know, "You're not taking my children, you're not taking my soul, you're not taking my family." It's in this hour. Hey, I can feel it tightening here. You see, when he looked over there at him, and he said, "Oh God, I'm not going to try to do too many illustrations," but he looked over there. Let me paint it on your mind. The word got to Joash and said, "Did you hear? Elijah's dying. My God, there's men I trust around this country that are being, in my eyes, great men of God. If I heard they were dying, I'd run to their bedside, hold their man's hand. Why? Because they're men of faith, men of power, men of conviction." And Joash said, "I can't go on if you die." He didn't necessarily say it word for word. But when there was trouble, there was a man of God that was there to lead the king of Israel. And he knew, help my voice, Lord, he knew that if I could hear from heaven through the mouth of the man of God, I'll know how to attack the enemy. But the word of God tells us that when he was laying there on his deathbed, I want to get to my point so I can preach it. If the Lord said, "Help me," he looked at him and he said, "Oh my, my Father, my Father." And you know what struck me? I don't know if he was there. I don't know if he was a baby. I don't know if he was a little boy or if he just heard the story. But all of a sudden, he said, "My, the chariot and the horsemen thereof." My God, it was a remembrance. I remember that departure of the last man. I remember the departure of the man child. And God's about to come down and get this one. Don't let him leave without leaving me something like he left the last one. Elijah looked over there. He looked over there at him. And he said, "Take the bow." And when he took the bow, he said, "Faith, open up the window." He said, "Shoot it eastward." Oh, I love this. I wish I could preach it how I feel it. Call your bow, son. Let me just draw you a bow. He didn't take this hand. He took the hand where the power was going to be. Are you hearing me? And he laid not only Joash and I laying my hand and telling you what to do, but the hand of a pirate laid on the hand of Joash. And he said, shoot. And when he shot, he said, thus saith the Lord, you shall smite the Assyrians. I'm telling you, if I ever feel like preaching, I feel like telling some of us, it's been long battle, long enough. A serious fought too long enough. It's time for deliverance. It's a time for victory. It's time for a victory. It's time, God, that you lay your hand on my hand that I may win this battle. Time for victory. He looked over there at him. He said, these be the arrow of deliverance. Ye shall smite Syria. Ye shall overcome. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. You better stay close now. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful? And I don't say this boastfully towards you, son, but I know you've been without eating. I don't know if you're off it yet or not, but here, draw you a bow. I mean, draw you a bow. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Step out a little closer. Wouldn't it be wonderful? After all that fasting, after all that praying, the Lord walks up to where you're at, and he says, Thompson, shoot the arrow. And that is the arrow. What is that one thing I'm praying about? What's that one thing I'm asking God? I've got to have victory over. I've got to have help. I must have a deliverance. Well, I'm here to tell you, it is the Lord's will that you do better than what you're doing. And it's the Lord's will that you have the power over your enemy. I can see it. The consolation of it. At about that time, he shoots it. And the word of the Lord comes. He says, oh, how was that preacher I feel here? There's been times that I have prayed. And in my time of praying, I felt the Lord say, get up. I'm giving this to you. You can have it. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, there's been times I was facing things that nobody in the world knows that I was facing. Nobody but God. I've laid on the floor, wept and cried over it. And then I felt the Holy Ghost come down, Brother Mickey, and get down beside me where I was laying. And he said, get up. You know, I felt like he did. He put his hand on my hand that had the power to pull. And he said, I got my hand on it. Shoot the arrow. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'm going to help you. Hey, sir, I'm telling you, in this hour, we need the hand of God upon us in this hour. Oh, it's not the end of the story. I wish I had a stick or something. Be a couple of them. And he reaches over there. Matter of fact, give me the whole stack. He reaches over there and he says to him, oh, I feel like preaching a little bit here. Oh, if you don't mind, why don't you come up here and help me a little bit, Brother Mickey? Why don't you come up here on this platform? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you listen to me? There was a time You help me. There was a time when God looked over there at him and he said, now, he said, take the arrows. That's where I want to preach from. He said, take the arrows. Come here and stand right here. And he said, smite the ground. You see, number one, the choice was his whether to do it or not. And he looked at him and told him, he said, smite the ground. And I want you to smite it just like the book said. And he said, he smited it thrice. And he stayed. That's where I want to preach from. You should have done more. You was earnest on the first part. You was ready to kill the enemy on the first part. You need to keep your desire up. You don't need to make them relax because of the simple fact God said, I'm going to let you kill him. I'm telling you, sir, you may shoot that devil, but he'll come back again. You better keep up a desire to want to conquer the powers of hell.
Give one to Jason. Hallelujah. Not only that, but he looked over and he told him, he said, here. He said, these are your arrows. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I'm telling you, sir, there'll come a time in your life when God will not only help you in that altar, but he'll tell you, now it's your turn. I've laid my hand on you. Hear me. I've laid my hand on you, and it's your turn to smite the ground. I'm telling you, sir, you waited long enough. You need to get to smiting it. Hear me in this house. You hear me? I don't want to preach a long time. I want to tell you simply, if there's anything you need, you should do more than what you feel like doing. You should push yourself harder than what you feel. You should say, God, I mean to annihilate this enemy of my soul.
Hear me. When you get tired of it, you'll do more than smite it three times. You hear me? Oh, help me while I preach Holy Ghost. There's been times, my brother, I felt the Holy Ghost put the go ye in me. I felt the times when the Holy Ghost has come upon me and has touched me to preach and has anointed me to preach. But then there's times I felt the Holy Ghost say, I've helped you. Now it's your turn. I'm going to tell you, there's been times I've been weary. I've laid down and just loaded three times. Then I felt the battle get worse. I felt it get stronger. I'm here to tell somebody, you need to do more than just a couple of times. Smite the enemy. Pray it till you feel better. They're going to help you. You hear me? I said, praying till you feel better. They're going to help you out. Oh, I wish I could preach. Hallelujah. I knelt down to pray. And I've got down. Come on here. Can I have an honest truth in this house? Come on here. Help me here. I've knelt down to pray. Got up to preach. Holy Ghost be so strong. I felt the power of God so strong. Come Monday morning, I can still feel the vibes of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And you know, I sometimes confess up here. Sometimes I've lived on that vibe. Got busy all that day. My mind wrapped up in it. And I forgot to keep smiting. I forgot to keep hitting the ground. And before you knew it, I'm up against it again. I'm fighting it again. I'm struggling with it again. What are you saying, preacher? That's what the man of God said. You got weary. You not to be weary. Be not weary. And well do it. For ye shall reap in due season. If ye faint not. Somebody praise him. Just look at me. My God. Hear me. He looked at him. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. The arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Assyrians in a peak. Now, notice this. And he told him, he said, take the arrows. And he said, take them arrows and smite that ground. And the Bible said he smote it thrice and stayed. I'm going to preach something here that some of you ain't going to like. The Bible said, and the man of God was what? He was wroth with him. Well, get mad at me when you mess up. And I look at you and I say, you should have done better than what you've done. Come on here. Won't you blow your chest up and look at me like you done swallowed a frog or something. When I preach and the Holy Ghost has failed, the time of deliverance has come. And you were not like you didn't care whether you had it or not. Are you hearing me? And then he looks at you and he said, you should have smote it 5 or 6 times. You say, preacher, I was praying, but I still fail. You should have kept on praying. You should have kept on singing. You should have kept on worshiping. You could have said, come on, call me Josiah. You should have said amen again. You should have said hallelujah again. You should have stood to your feet. That's that devil. I mean to make it. I mean to I mean to hold on. I ain't quitting it yet. Hallelujah. You hear me? You listen to me. You don't listen to anything else. I felt a conviction get a hold of my heart. I knelt down at that altar. I said, Lord, I need your help. I reckon it just ain't coming. I got weary with it. And then there's a time when the man of God gets in the pulpit. You know why some of you ain't going to go nowhere and do nothing? Come on here. I feel the boldness like a lion. Look at that Bible if you want to. You don't even read it every day. Come on here. Blow up and tell the Holy Ghost he's alive. You'll blaspheme. Oh, I read this Bible every day. Yeah, you read it like a storybook, but it don't ever change you. I'm not fighting with you tonight. I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to tell you something, mister. You don't know half as much as you think you know. If you was, why are you so confused and messed up and can't get yourself out of the trouble you're in? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Wise men run to Jesus. They don't run to their closet and check with their stars to see if they got it going just right. They run to Christ. He is the Savior. He's the Victor. moving on here. Did you hear this? Man of God got up and said, you should have done better. You should have smote it better. Don't get mad at the preacher when he finds your weakness. Come on, talk back to me. Don't get mad at the preacher when he finds your weakness. Hallelujah. I love what I feel right here. He told him that you're going to overcome them when you shot out that window. My God, help me, Holy Ghost, while I preach. I'm telling you, there's some folks, as long as they have in church every night of the week, 7 days a week, and twice on Sunday, and maybe three times, I'm telling you, they feel like they can scale the heights of the world. Why? Because they got somebody else on their hand. I'm telling you, anybody can feel like shooting when somebody else has got a little bit of power is touching your hand to shoot with. I'm going to say that again. I said, preacher, I wish I could carry what I got on Sunday all week long, but it seems like I lose it. You know why you lose it? You don't smite the ground with bitterness. You don't smite it with a hunger to slay your enemy. Hallelujah. Give me that bowl. Draw a bow. Anybody can say, come on, you can make it. Come on, I'm with you. You can hold on. But you see this arrow right here, this arrow, take this arrow, brother. This arrow, when he looked at him and said, hey, it's your turn, smite the ground. It tells the real what was inside of Joash, whether he really wanted to win or not. I'm telling you, sir, if the Holy Ghost should help me preach tonight, I'm going to have the bigness of God's eternal fire, of anger against iniquity and against the devil, to smite the ground until I break the arrow. So I woke up and I took notice to myself. I got down at that altar and I began to pray. And I said, God, it's me again. I need help. I'm tired of this. But this time I didn't stay. I got so angry. I kept smiting, and 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 before you knew it, I felt like getting up and whooping the devil. I say, preacher, you're foolish. No, it's not me. But when I am weak, then I am strong. It's not my weakness that God reveals. I pray. And the power of God. What you gonna do, sir? What you gonna do, ma'am? What you gonna do? Huh? When that battle's a raging and there ain't no preacher around to put their hand on you. Come on, talk back to me. I've been times, you hear me, mama? You hear me, daddy? There've been times I've been a praying. There's been times I've been a seeking the face of God. And while in a time of prayer, so caught underneath the load. Hear me. Everybody needs somebody. If you ever get to feel like you can carry it all by yourself, you're going to drive yourself into the ground. You ain't a man of steel as you would think you are. Furthermore, I want to just say something about you, Mr. Steel. You rust and decay. But men that depend on the Lord, though the outward man perish, yet this inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah! Come out here! You hearing me in this house? Stand right up here, Brother Phillips. Come quickly, Brother Holly. Come quickly, Brother Curtis. Come quickly, Brother Peters. I mean, I want some of you brethren, some of you older brethren, come up here, Brother Wayne. Come on here. I want you to hear me. Hallelujah. Come on, right over here. I know your feet are slow and old, but make a move, make a move, make a move. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, some of you young men may look at these men and say, it'd be a sense to take them down. It'd be a sense to take them over. Yeah, that's what the devil mistakes when he looks at a man who, though he may be weak in age, but his heart's on fire. He's got a handle. He's got his hand on the edge of the arrow. And he ain't just smoked the ground thrice. He's smiting every day. He's beating the ground every day. And he's just saying, God, our children need victory. Our church needs victory. My home needs victory. My wife needs healing. My husband needs saving. Are you hearing me, woman? Hear me in this house. Until you can get fed up with it like it is and get the smite of God, you'll lose the battle.
I'm interested in winning the battle. You may be feeble. I don't say this disrespectfully. I hope you wouldn't take this wrong either. He may not be physically able to handle a young man, but age and time has taught him how to handle something else, to handle the young man that thinks he can't be handled. Come on here. So when the devil looks at you, he said, oh, he's just a weakling, I ain't taking him down. He forgot one thing. I've been a praying every morning. I've been a praying every evening. I've been a praying at lunchtime every day. That's why I'm able to walk into the lion's den and the lions can't bite me, because I've been on my knees. I've been a smiting the ground. I've been a beating the ground. Hallelujah! That's why I'm standing out there and the millions are bowing before Baal and they're worshiping Baal and they're giving in to Baal. But there's three of them out there who still the devil can't see. They're smiting the ground. They're smiting the ground. And then before you know it, they're in the fire. But they ain't in it alone. God showed up to give them the victory over their enemy. I want to provoke you in my preaching tonight that you need to do more. You need to do more than what you're doing. You need to pray more. You need to fast more. You need to tell God, I'm interested in holding on. Stand with me all over this house. Hallelujah. Whether it's of a healing, whether it's of a restoration, whether it's of anything you label it, the strength of your victory is not determined altogether all the time by how much Elisha has put his hand on your hand, but the choices that you make on wanting to win the battle. You know what happened? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Lord, help me. Look at me. It's not the weapon. You hear me? You hear me, sir? Ma'am? It's not the weapon. It's not even the arm. God can take the weakest arm and bring the greatest victory.
There's a man sitting in the palace who knew how to kill giants. But he didn't have God with him to kill this one. Hallelujah. You hear me? Would you listen to me? Would you hear me? We put our prize in the weapon. But it ain't the weapon. It's the power that gets a hold of the weapon. I was praying down here last night. While in a time of prayer, I began to pray and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, if you hear the scripture where it said Goliath had the descriptions of the weights, his spear, I believe his head of his spear weighed 15 pounds within itself. I mean, just 15 pounds by itself on the staff. That's enough, mister, to want to... I mean, you better have a strong arm to throw that thing. Now, you hear me? And it went on to tell about his shield, how much his shield weighed, and how much his brass coverings weighed, and how much his helmet weighed. All of this. But you'll never, ever hear God weigh the slain. For God weigh the stone. While David beheld a man with male figures of strength and power that was able to kill and destroy and rip to pieces, he never once addressed his spear. He never once addressed his bow. He never once addressed his shield. Or his breastplate. He never once even addressed his leg plate. He never even addressed his helmet. And he said, while you come talking to me. Oh, I love the Holy Ghost there. Hallelujah. He looked at him and he said, you come at me with sword and spear. That's all he said. He said, but I ain't talking about my weapon. It's too big to talk about. I'm fixing to show you my weapon. While you let yours glitter in the air. He said, I ain't saying nothing about mine. Mine's fixing to do the talking all by itself. Hallelujah. The most insignificant thing. God brought the greatest victory that's melted down the ages of time and has never lost its sentiment. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Even down to the smallest child, I feel the Holy Ghost making laps around my heart. Hallelujah. I down even the smallest child when the story's told about how a little ruddy lad, 17 years old, killed a big giant. Their eyes light up like you turn on the light bulb. Why? Because it's amazing how God put the insignificant and brought the power of heaven under the rescue of men. That's what the man of God looked at Joash. He said, you should have been perfect and know that God would help you. If he helped you one time, he'll help you again. Be not weary in well doing. Hallelujah. So all of a sudden, and I hurry with this, praise God. All of a sudden, oh Lord, David said, you come at me with sword and spear, but he said, I come against you. Can anybody shout it out? Huh? In the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Come on, you ain't listening to me. How'd you overcome that battle? I don't know, the Lord did it. It didn't match up systematically how this ruddy little lad should have killed this big old giant. But the Lord did it. That's all I know how to say is the Lord did it. Oh, about that time. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach. I'm needing to cut off and need to move on. But you know what I'm seeing? Ain't nobody around him praising him. There ain't nobody around him pushing him. There ain't nobody around him saying, come on, David, sing another song. Come on, David, play another song. Write another song. But he's out there in the wilderness by himself. And all you see him is smoke in the ground. And then a lion comes. Then a bear comes. You know what smite the ground proves? I've got an earnest desire. I want to win. I want to make it. I want to hold on. Woo! Somebody praise him right now. Hallelujah. Hey, brother, if you feel like smiting it, why don't you just go ahead and smite it? Tell the Lord, I'm sorry. I stopped them 3 times. But I mean to keep smiting till the victory comes. Until I come out of this. Until I get the victory over it. I mean to keep smiting it. I don't care. Call me a fool. Call me what you like. But I mean to tell you, I mean to get anointed again. Like a machine gun up a whole side of the fire. I mean to sing again. I mean to preach again. I mean to have the power of the Holy Ghost on me again. Go ahead. You should have done it more. Oh yeah, to the carnal man it looks foolish, but obedience is better than sacrifice. Fast all you like, but until you're willing to smack the ground and obey the Lord, you'll lose the battle. You hear me, Brother Russell? Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Don't be weary with smite. Keep a smite. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come here, Sister Gwen. Come here. You know what God's needing out of Bethel Holiness Church? Women that ain't ashamed to be a fool for Christ's sake. Oh, that's foolish. That's foolish. That's all right. But her children's in church. Should have smoked the ground harder, Mama. Should have smoked the ground harder, Daddy. You should have smoked it more than just 3 times. Come on here, I want you to look at me. I want you to look at me. Come on here. I was reading behind this from different commentaries. I disagree with Adam Clark. Adam Clark said it wasn't whether God meant he should smite it more 5 or 6 times. God wasn't angry at him. The preacher was angry with him. I'm going to tell you something. I looked right there at that book. I said, Adam Clark, I said, you're a fool. You missed it right there, buddy. You missed it right there. God meant for that man to win the victory over the enemy. I'm going to tell you something, sir. God means for you to win the victory. And when you leave church Sunday night, He means for you to wake up Monday morning smiting the ground. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, it's foolish. Say what you like. Say on anyways. But it's you that the enemy's going to overtake. But for the rest of us, we're going to smite until we win the big victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. I'm going to do something here I feel the Holy Ghost to do here. I want a couple of preachers to testify about smiting the ground. I want to smite the ground. I'm going to tell you the devil's tried to stop me, but I want to smite the ground. I'm going to keep smiting the ground. And I want to keep smiting the ground. I want to smite it for my anointing. I want to smite it for my preaching. I want to smite it for my life. I want to smite it for my family. I'm going to smite it against that devil that's come against my home. I'm going to smite it against that devil that's come against my very soul. I'm going to smite it until that devil's destroyed. I said, God, when he was up praying and preaching, I said, God, let me smite the ground until not just until I win the victory, but until the day I draw my last breath. Let me forever smite the ground. There's never a stopping place. There's never a point that you can ever stop smiting. But when you stop, the devil will come in. I say, God help me. Let's smite until I die. Somebody praise him. I mean to fight it till I die. Hallelujah. There's no discharge in this war. You must fight until it's over. I'm going to lay on the bed and smite it. Hear me, Sister Janet. I'm going to lay on the bed and smite it. I'm going to lay there. I'm going to push that walker. I'm going to smite it until I win the victory. This thing can get out of here if you'll let it. The Holy Ghost will take it, and you'll walk out of here with an arrow in your hand and a whooped enemy at your feet if you'll obey the Holy Ghost right now in this service, and let the Lord help you. I felt the pressure, even tonight, coming to church. The weight. I mean, you look sometimes at preachers that preach, and you say, well, they should always have a hold of it. Sometimes we preach in the middle of it, and we know good and well we haven't spoiled it like we've needed to. I know tonight God has got something greater in store. And I can't go with just a halfway experience. You can't go with just going halfway. We're going to look back one of these days and see all the days of the past of lost opportunities. But somewhere along the way, we've got to grab the arrows again and say, Lord, I might have missed it just a little while ago. I've got to pick the arrows of the Lord's deliverance up again. You see, it's not my deliverance. It's not what I say. It's not what I do. It's not how much I read. It's not how much I pray for saving. But the fact is, it's the arrows of the Lord's deliverance. I believe tonight God shall help for us. Even in this house, if somebody would realize it's got to get beyond more. Even if it's just what I don't feel like doing. It's got to get to the place of tired of living in the valley of defeat. I'm tired of always being beat down by the enemy. I'm ready to get out and got the arrows again and win again. I'm telling us tonight, amen, you may be defeated. You may be down under the pressure, but the preacher has given you an opportunity. Why don't you just step out? Why don't you just get up and say, it's time for me, God. It's time for me to come out and have a deliverance tonight.
Regardless of the fire, regardless of the pain, regardless of the pressure, everything that the devil puts on your shoulders, all the weight he puts on your mind, regardless of the lies he says to you, I want to say, God, I want to smite the ground again. Lord, I'm tired, I'm weary, but I want to smite it again. Oh, that devil lies and they put the pressure on, but God said, smite the ground again. Oh, God said, smite the ground again. I don't want to stop, Lord, regardless of what I feel and the afflictions of my body. I said, smite it again. Oh, like the pastor said, be not weary and well done, for in due season ye shall reap as you faith. Church, we got to hold on and smite it again, regardless of what's said to you, regardless of what's done to you, regardless of how you feel. I got to smite it again, Lord. I got children that's dependent on daddy. Let's smite it again. I got a wife that's dependent on daddy. Let's smite it again. I got a ministry and people of God that's dependent on us. Let's smite it again. I want to smite again. I want to do it again. Lord, I'm tired, but God help me. Let's smite again.
Amen. I've been there when the devil says, quit. Amen. Don't hit it again. Amen. Don't smite at it again. For you see here, I've got too much to quit smiting. Amen. I've got too much here to quit smiting. Amen. I got a little boy and another boy on the way. Amen. For me to quit smiting the ground. Amen. You see, I've got a Sunday school class that I'm praying about. Amen. To quit smiting the ground. Amen. To quit. Amen. That's what I found over there a while ago. Amen. To say, don't quit. Amen. Don't quit smiting. Amen. Prayers might not be answered. Amen. It might seem like cries and wind unanswered. But don't quit. It's mine. Amen. The next man on the ground might be your deliverance. The next time you hit the ground, God might bring you out. Don't quit too soon. Don't stop too soon. Victory may be the next man on the ground.
Hallelujah. Any takers? Anybody said, preacher, I ain't got a stick. Anybody want to just say, Lord, I'm here to smite. I'm tired of losing. Come here, Brother Jeff. I'm tired of losing. I'm here to smite the victory. I'm here to smite the victory comes. Hallelujah.
You know, Brother Noah, a lot of times, you know, the old devil will tell us, they don't need to keep on smiting. You know, they don't need to keep on praying. They don't need to get up at night praying. It ain't doing no good. You know, I got a wife at home right now. She needs me to keep on smiting. She might say she don't want to go to church. She don't want none of it, but she don't want me to quit smiting. If I quit smiting, she's going to go to hell. And I don't want her. I don't want her to go to hell. I've got family. I've got a boy and two girls that's looking at daddy. Say, daddy, don't quit smiting. Don't quit smiting. There's people in hell tonight saying, don't quit smiting. Don't come to this place. I don't want to die lost and go to hell. But I want the Holy Ghost, Lord, in my life again. I want the anointing again. I know, Brother Noah, I failed. I ain't talking about sin, but I've just failed myself in God. I failed my pastor. I just hadn't been smiting like I need to. But I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. And I want to smite a little while longer. I don't want to quit. I don't want to give up. But I want to make it.
Somebody praise him. My God, somebody said hallelujah. I feel a praise in the house. You want to win? You want to win? You want to win? Do you want to win, Mama? How embarrassed are you to say, God, I've only smoked it twice, but I'm interested in smiting it again. I'm interested in getting a hold of it again. Well, should have done more, but I'm here to do more. Come on here, the Holy Ghost ain't done yet. It's all right. I've beat the carpet down. It wouldn't bother me if we called them to come in and said, put new carpet in. They're smoking the ground until they throw the carpet on a piece and smite it again. Smite it again. I'd rather replace the carpet and you had the victory than I had to see you sit there and die and lose the victory. Preacher, that's foolish. That's what the world says. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Ain't something fit to happen in this house. Come here, Deborah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's an arrow of healing. There is an arrow of healing that we can have. It will just be faithful. Smite the ground. I believe you, Lord, let the healing power of the Holy Ghost heal this body right now. Heal it, Lord. Heal this spring. Let it be made whole this very instant. In the name of Jesus, be thou made whole of this thing. In Jesus' name, heal the son of the whole son of the higher. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Hey, 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 believe God. I believe you, Lord. By faith, I rebuke the gout in the name of Jesus. Mind the Lord, son. Mind the Lord. Say it again. Say it again. Do you believe him? I said, do you believe he's able? Be made whole in the name of Jesus. It's our time of victory. It's our time to get back what the devil stole out of the church. Healing belongs to us. I said healing belongs to us. It belongs unto the people of God. Obey the Lord. Obey God. Get through it. You should have done more. Don't climb up on that wheel.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'm asking for Joash. Will you do it again? This is your second chance. Do it again. Take God at His word. Do it again. Brother Michael, I won't get back what I should have got. If I gotta take a stick to the closet with me, and I gotta kneel down beside my bed every night and smite the ground, I'm gonna smite it. I'm gonna tell the Lord I wanna win. I don't wanna just win three times. I wanna win every time I get a hold of it. Every time you determine for me to win, I wanna win the battle. Come on, let the Holy Ghost do it. Come on, church, let the Holy Ghost do it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Angie, I hope you say something here. Keep smiting, Heather.
Oh, God. No matter what the enemy says, it's worth it. It's worth it to keep fighting. It's worth it. Oh, Lord, I want to keep on fighting. I want to keep on going.
I want you to hear me. You that are smiting. You're saying, preacher, I ain't getting through. That's what Joash did. He smoked 3 times. He didn't feel it like he wanted to, and he quit. That 5 or 6 wasn't all together in just a sequence of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That meant, that 5 and 6 meant that earnestness to keep going on. Keep going on. That meant a continuance of winning the victory. That meant a continuance. God's going to be with you every time you fight the enemy. God's going to be with you every time. But because you only smote it 3 times, half-hearted, and stopped halfway through it and didn't go no further, he said, you're only going to get to fight that enemy 3 times. I don't tell you something. You're looking at one preacher out here. I want to wound him. I want to wound that enemy. If I got a young girl in this building tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost do this. I feel like God prompted me to do it. If I got a young girl that'll come up on this platform and say, for my young age, and to all the rest that's in my age category, whether it's 20, in their 20s or in their teens, I got a young girl that ain't ashamed to step up and say, hey, preacher, I'm not just jibber-jabbing here. I want to tell my generation, we better smite the ground while we can.
But I was standing back there, and I don't know how to explain it. I just wanted to be up here, you know, with everybody else and everything. And I just raised my hand. I was like, Lord, I know if you'll touch me tonight. If you'll just touch me, I'll say something. And no matter whether it's at the end of the service or if I get an opportunity to. But I know that God's real. I know that He is. And I just want to encourage everybody else, no matter what age you are, whether you're my age, whether you're Madison and Hannah's age, or whether you're Sister Janet and his age, just keep going because it's worth it. I just got to thinking while we was back there, Brother Noah said that about Joab just striking 3 times, you know, but I just know the Lord speak to me, that's not the end, you can strike again, and I know I've known the Lord so many times. But I just want to tell the devil I'm striking again. not going to win.
That's what Joshua did. He said, as for me and my house, we won't serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we won't serve God. He smote the ground and said, don't tell the devil. Don't tell everyone the rest of you. You serve the ones that were before. But me and my family, we're going to be ground smiters. We're going to be ground smiters. We're going to smite the ground until we have the victory in our house. Hallelujah. 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 Come here, preacher man. Right here. Watch out, baby. I'll tell you both something. The Lord spoke to me in that office before service tonight. Said, get Brother Mickey to say something in this service tonight. Brother Stanley leaned over to me and he told me, he said, you want Brother Mickey to sing? I said, yeah. And then I turned around and I said, no, not yet. It wasn't God's time right then. The Holy Ghost fell. I'll tell you what I saw. The Holy Ghost showed me. You hear me, Sister Heather? It's dry right now. You can pray. And you're praying, but I'm not getting the tears out like I want them. You hear me? And I'm going to tell you what the Lord showed me, sister. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. But I saw your lives and your ministry. It was like a stump that was cut down. The enemy come in to destroy. But then at the end of it, I saw buds. Start budding on that stump. You know what that means? There's a tree coming up. You hear me? Don't you listen to this preacher. You listen to me. If you don't listen to anything else, the Bible said, yet through the scent of water. I ain't got to have a gully washer right now. But if I can just sense God, you're close to me. If I can sense God, you're listening to me. I'm going to start budding leaves. And that little bud of flowers is going to come back alive again. I'm going to tell you what the enemy said. It seems like it's too much. It ain't too much.
God's got a brand new highway paved in front of me right now. Hear me, sister. The Holy Ghost has sent me this day to tell you and your husband, the tree will grow again. You hear me? Brother Mickey, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you felt tonight, it's going to come even greater. That prayer life is going to catch on fire. I'm hoping this is going on CD. I hope it's still running back there because I want you to come back later. But I want you to hear what the Holy Ghost said. Don't be weary in smiting the ground. For when you smite it, the Lord shall bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not looking for a way. God's going to show the way through. Hallelujah. Let them say what they may say. But as for me, my mind is upon the Lord. And I shall live again. Hallelujah. I shall live again. I shall be happy. I shall have joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set your hands this way. Send water, Lord. Send the water. Send the water. Come on, help her smite it. Victory's just in sight. I said victory's just in sight. Smite it again. Victory's in sight. Until the Lord coming near. Until the Holy Ghost calling to me. Victory's in sight. Give it up. Walk away from it. Give it up. Walk away from it. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. Hallelujah. The peace of God. Mama Baba, she's not going to be able to do that. I feel like the Lord gave me this scripture. It's for the whole Bible. It's for everybody. Sometimes God picks out different things and gives to us as little special notes. Everybody tells their spouse, I love you. But when you tell it strictly to your spouse, it becomes more meaningful. This is what I feel like God spoke to my heart to read this to you. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. No weapon. What you throw at me, devil, ain't going to win the battle. The Lord is going to help you. You hear me? I ain't a prophet. God knows my heart. I want my wife to put her arm around you. That's where you're at right now with God. That's where God's saying, no weapon.